This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Filling in for Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, April 1st. The Federal Communications Commission staff has clarified, in response to an ARRL request, that the new $35 application fee will not apply to most license modifications, including those to upgrade an amateur radio licensee's operator class and changes to club station trustees. The FCC staff explained that the new fees will apply only to applications for a new license, a renewal, rule waiver, or a new vanity call sign. As previously announced, the new fees take effect on April 19, 2022. ARRL Volunteer Examiner Coordinator Manager Marie Soma, AB1FM, said, quote, "We are pleased that the FCC will not charge licensees the FCC application fee for the license upgrade applications. While applicants for a new license will need to pay the $35 FCC application fee, there'll be no FCC charge for future upgrades and administrative updates such as change of mailing or email address. Most current licensees, therefore, will not be charged the new FCC application fee until they renew their license or apply for a new vanity call sign." Close quote. AMSAT Argentina has assembled and delivered a permanent Whisper, that's the Weak Signal Propagation Reporter, beacon system, to the Argentine research station at Esperanza Base on the Antarctic Peninsula. Using the call sign LU1ZV, the 200-milliwatt beacon is presently active on 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters at 7.0386, 14.0956, 21.0946, and 28.1246 megahertz, respectively, and it's been reported by stations throughout the world. Whisper is a digital communications protocol designed for reception at very weak signal levels. It's part of the WSJTX software suite, the same software many use to operate the popular FT8 mode. You can use WSJTX to receive LU1ZV directly, or you can see reports from other stations online at www.whispernet, that's one word, .org. John Desmond, EI7GL, reports that Ofcom, the communications regulator in the United Kingdom, has granted temporary innovation and research licenses to several United Kingdom amateurs to transmit in the 40 MHz band, otherwise known as 8 meters. On his blog, John states that Roger Lapthorne, G3XBM, in the east of England, will be operating beginning April 2nd with a license that's valid for 1 year. Audio podcast listeners should know that the latest episode of ARRL's On the Air features an audio tour of the 10-meter band. The Eclectic Tech podcast offers a conversation with Steve Allen, KC1SA, about circuit simulation software. Both podcasts are available on iTunes and Stitcher. After careful deliberation, the SPDX Contest Committee, together with the Polish Amateur Radio Union and the SPDX Club, has decided to cancel the 2022 SPDX contest. Since the start of the war in Ukraine, Poland has taken in more than 2 million refugees. Polish radio amateurs offer Ukrainian refugees accommodation in their homes and their help and services in any other way they can. Under these exceptional circumstances, the organizers have decided that this year's SPDX contest should be canceled. Amateur radio researchers from NASA's Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSI, have observed, for the first time, giant waves in the upper atmosphere known as large-scale traveling ionospheric disturbances, or LSTIDs for short. The observational results appear to demonstrate the effects of LSTIDs on radio communications, as well as adding to the understanding about how the wave interface itself functions. The results were published in the American Geophysical Union Journal, Geophysical Research Letters. Now that we're firmly into spring, Hamfest activity is popping up in many areas of the country. For this weekend, April 1st and 2nd, you have the ARRL Maine State Convention taking place up in Lewiston. Next weekend, April 8th and 9th, the focus shifts to the middle of the country with the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention, also known as the Green Country Hamfest in Claremore. In amateur satellite news, Bruce Page, KK5DO, asks a question, and that is, what does it take to be a rover on satellite? Well, according to Bruce, very little. He says you can have two low-cost handheld transceivers, one for receive and one for transmit, a small beam antenna, a smartphone with satellite path prediction apps, and maybe a voice recorder or use an app on the smartphone to record the pass. Bruce says the voice recorder is handy because you don't have to log all the calls on paper and worry about missing one or two and not being able to tune the radio at the same time. Now, if you want something a little better, Bruce recommends going with a pair of mobile radios for FM or a dual-band transceiver, or an all-mode radio that has 2 meters and 70 centimeters. This will allow you to work the SSB satellites. Bruce suggests that you might also think of mounting your antenna on a camera tripod so that you don't have to hold it. Then there are those who are serious and have a small azimuth elevation rotator to turn the beam, as well as computer control. As Bruce says, satellites are fun. And like all the other facets of amateur radio, there's an easy way in, a more elaborate way in, and then the top of the line, of course. Pick the pieces you like and make it work. The travels you'll have and the contacts you'll make will be enjoyed by everyone.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.